Now, here's your host, Mark Moses.
Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome indeed to, yes, a Wednesday edition of the Mark Moses Show, only right here on Sports Radio 107.9 FM, 1560 AM, and anywhere you listen online and podcast. Let's get right into it. Even though the Orlando Magic lost that game last night there in Cleveland, 104-103, and it was a tough loss, and they're now down 3-2 in their best of seven series against the Cavaliers, I will stay positive, and I'll say this is my first hot take of the day. That was fantastic. That was the most exciting Orlando Magic game I have ever watched in my life. I am not kidding. I've been going to that arena there in downtown Orlando, and I've been watching this team for 11 seasons now. I am the OG Mark Moses when it comes to watching the Magic. I've been here for a minute, as the kids would like to say. That game was awesome. It was exciting. I was proud of the guys. I've watched this team play all season. They came to play for four quarters, and it came down to the final one or two possessions with 30 seconds to go, and the Cavaliers won by 1 point. It's a tough loss again, but it gets me very excited for the future. It really does. I have been waiting and waiting and waiting, and I know I'm not alone. I bet you there's a lot of fans here in Central Florida who've been waiting, where this franchise has been a doormat, it's been a laughingstock, it's been a punching bag for a lot of different teams in the NBA. And finally, they're starting to get out from under the gutter, if you want to put it that way. They broke through. They won 47 games. They got the 5 seed. They're in the playoffs. They're going to have a game 6 coming up Friday night there at the Kia Center in downtown Orlando. They're making those steps to get in the right direction. They were right there. And if you've ever heard this show before, talk about this. All you ask for as a player, coach, organization, fan as well, you're part of this conversation, a fan. Hey, all I ask, especially on the road, is it a one possession game with about a minute to go, and do we have a chance to win? And that's where the Magic were. And they decided in that moment, hey, Franz Wagner is going to take the shot with 10 seconds to go. He went to the rim. It got blocked. It's a miss. Cavaliers win. You need these situations to grow from them. And we constantly talk about this cliche of, well, you got to get that playoff experience. You got to learn from that. You got to taste it. You got to put your foot in the water. There's all these different analogies. That's what last night was about. They're right there. They're going to learn from this. You're like, well, this guy's never been in the playoffs. Now these guys have. And you look at Paolo and Franz and Jalen Suggs. You can keep going on and on and on. That was big last night. That was a great game. Game one, two Saturdays ago, what did they lose? By 14. Game two on the road, they lose by 10. Last night, they lose by 1. So they're getting better. It's still 3 losses, but they're getting used to the moment. And you think about the performance in game one, how it looked like they got punched in the face and they weren't ready for prime time. Well, they were ready last night. They just needed one or two more plays and they would have won that ball game. They're right there. Right there. It's disappointing, but you know what? Here's the optimism. I think Paolo Banchero is going to be a super duper star in the NBA. He had 39 points. That was his 5th ever playoff game. He's 21 years old. Rookie of the year, all-star, now he's scoring 39 in a playoff game on the road. And I don't think he has the potential to be like LeBron James, but in that half-court set where he's 6'10", and he wants the ball, and he's hitting these 15 to 17 footers, then he's hitting a 3, and he's driving to the rim, and he has potential. You can see it. He's doing it now. 21, Paolo is a stud. He is him, as the kids would say. Give him another 2 years. Let him figure it out. That's what you need to do with a young guy. He's getting better. He wanted the ball. Winners want the ball. Paolo is a stud. I am excited. The other one is Franz Wagner. Hey, Franz had a big game for it. We've been talking about the last 2 days. He didn't have the greatest game last night. You know what? With the game on the line, they're down 4 points. The call play for him, he goes to the rim, gets the easy layup. Then they get the ball back. They don't call timeout. Very controversial right now. Everyone has their opinions on this. 15 seconds ago, they go up the court. Franz has it. Jamal Mosley, who should have won Coach of the Year in the NBA for the Magic, they don't call timeout. They, in that situation, decide, you know what? Let's make sure Cleveland's not set. Let's attack the rim. Let's go for it. And I'm getting text messages from people who are like, well, maybe they should have called timeout. Hey, that's Captain Hindsight. In the moment, that's the play they went for. They're thinking, hey, Franz Wagner, all season, he has been deadly going to his left or right with this Euro step type move. He's 6'10". Hey, let's go for it. And maybe if we go to the rim, and you know the refs have been giving them calls all night long, hey, maybe he goes to the rim, maybe he gets fouled and he goes to the free throw line. Maybe it's a three-point play. But Mobley for Cleveland, who, by the way, was playing in that moment because Allen got injured in game four with his ribs, so he couldn't go. That's why Mobley's on the court in that situation. He was big. I mean, I walked by that guy at the Kia Center. He is a tree. He is a giant. Franz, again, is 6'10", and he went up with his left hand, and just the defense was a better play. There's nothing you can do. It was just a great, great Hall of Fame-type play by Cleveland's defense, blocking that ball. And it's weird where the ball went up with the left hand, it gets kind of blocked, and then it hits the backboard and still hits the rim. It still almost went in, and we would have a tie game last night. So the question is, should Mosley have called timeout? And should Apollo taken that shot? That's the other thing. Apollo was hot. Apollo ended with 39 points. He hit that, you know, kind of garbage three at the end to make it a one-point loss. But maybe Apollo should have taken the shot. Apollo wanted the ball. So Apollo was hitting these shots. Then with about 90 seconds ago, maybe 2 minutes, Apollo pulls up for a kind of a quick three. I don't know if I liked it. He missed it. Then he goes back down the court, misses another shot. So Paolo, when it was crunch time, missed his final two shots. Then Franz, out of the timeout, hits the layup, then gets blocked. You know what that says to me? These are your two studs. It's Paolo, who I'm a gigantic fanboy for, and Franz. 1A and 1B. Those are the cornerstones for the Orlando Magic. And last night was big for both of them because they need to learn from these situations, and they need to grow from them. And I think they will. And you're going to build around those two guys. The rest of the roster, I love this team. I've enjoyed watching them all season long. I've enjoyed covering them. I feel like, and you can see it, there's going to be some tinkering here. I think your franchise cornerstones are Franz and Paolo, and then you got to build around them. And I feel like, and this is like with Dwight Howard, what you do with Dwight was, okay, you got this cornerstone superstar. Now get him some shooters around him. And that's what they did. And you added Hedo Turkoglu and Rashard Lewis. And, you know, you had Jameer Nelson. You built a team around Dwight Howard. Drafted in 04, made the finals in 09. And they started breaking through. And they were making deep playoff runs. That's what this reminds me of right now. Okay. You got your two cornerstones. Get them some guards. Because you look at the box score. I don't even need to look at my phone. Come on. As a team, 9 for 31 from outside, from the three-point range. That's not going to cut it moving forward. And it feels like Paolo hit most of them. He was, what, 4 for 7. The point of the box score that drives me crazy is, you look at the starting guards. Gary Harris, I know he left due to injury. I don't think he scored last night. And then Jalen Suggs, a lottery pick. And he's fantastic on defense, but he's too inconsistent on offense right now. He's going to have to get better. He had 13 points. You're starting backcourt in a big-time game five on the road. You can't have a combined 13 points. Then your bench, Cole Anthony's barely giving you anything. Markelle Fultz, he'll give you 8 or 9 points. That's not good enough moving forward from your backcourt. You saw in games 3 and 4. Those guys stepped up. They scored. Especially Jalen Suggs. What do you have, like 24 in game 3? And that was big. I need that for game 6 then. I need that. You've got to step up and make plays. If the Magic's backcourt, if those guards score, the Magic are going to win this game coming up Friday night there in Orlando. That's the difference. That is the difference. When those backcourt guys, whoever's in there, when they're scoring, they're hitting from the outside, Magic are winning. Because the three-point shooting, who is it coming from? It's coming from Paulo Franz, Wendell Carter, Jonathan Isaac, Joe Ingles. That's about it. And those guys are big. It was tough last night. I can't stress this enough. It was very tough. It was like one of those, like, it's like you're at the dentist. You're like, ah, every 3 seconds. Ah, come on, get a rebound. Hit that shot. And there's a couple times, you know, guys on the Magic are hitting buckets. And I'm like fist pumping. Let's go. And I hope if you were watching, I hope you felt the same way. You know, it's really exciting. I'm going to end with this. And then Billy Mims is going to join us. I know we're going to go like 30 minutes breaking down this game. So last night, I had to go to the grocery store before the game. And this was a really cool moment. I like this. I walk into the grocery store. There's a guy. He's probably about, I don't know, 50 years old. He's got the Magic hat on. He's got the shirt on. And he's got that look on his face. And he's like, when's that tip off? I'm ready. He's just like me. He's going in to get a couple things, and he's going home. He's watching that game. That's what he's watching, that game. And I looked at him. I said, hey, man, go Magic. And he said, yeah, let's win. And I was like, that's right. That we're going to get a ball game tonight. And we did. And I'm sorry to that guy. They lost last night. But you know what? There's game six. It's going to be do or die for the Magic. Friday night. We're not sure what the time yet. Something crazy. Magic PR put this out yesterday where – if the Celtics beat the Heat tonight and wrap up that series, then the Magic play at 7 o'clock on ESPN Friday night. If the Heat win tonight to force a game six, I believe, then it's something crazy where then the Magic play at like 8 o'clock on ESPN2. It's something bizarre. Like, it's like, what are you talking about? That was great. That was. And I'm like watching the big game, the Magic Cavaliers on NBA TV. I'm watching that on my 65-inch 4K, which I love that TV. Then I'm on the couch and I'm going the double screen where on my phone I'm watching the end of the Knicks-Sixers game. And I'm watching like Maxey hit that three. Caitlin Clark, Steph Curry, 37-footer to tie it to go to overtime. What? That was a great night for basketball. That was. I know people are very critical of the NBA. There's times I'm critical of the NBA and, you know, load management and this guy's demanding a trade and, you know, it's not the purity of the game and I like college basketball more. I get it. I understand all your valid points. I do. And there's times I agree with you. Last night was great. That's why I love basketball, was last night. It was just awesome. It was. And I'm going to be ready for game six and I hope you are as well. Friday night there at the Kia Center, I'm going. I've been going all season. Yeah, I'm going to get out of here early Friday. I'm ready to go now. And let's get a dub. And everyone I'm talking to today, every text message I've been receiving, everything I'm saying on Twitter, everyone who's hitting me up on there, the Magic are winning that game. Let's go. That place is going to be wild, and it's going to be rocking and rolling. And we'll preview it and get you ready for Friday. It's going to be fun. Let's go to break. Billy Mims, head basketball coach at Florida Tech, the perfect man to talk to. Would he have called timeout with the game on the line? What would he have done in that situation? We'll break it down next. Yes, and we'll take your phone calls as well. Yes, 321-984-1234. Welcome to the Mark Moses Show, and welcome to a Wednesday.